דהנה שמעתי מאבי אדוני מרינו רבינו הגאון. כל דינה של אין שלטו ערבירה, בכל הלכה אין שלטו ערבירה, אין נו דין והלכה מיוחדת בהלכה שליחס. בדינה דשל שוכל שלנו כמו עושה. It's not a din in the basic din of שליחס. דל דבר עבירה...
What would that mean? Ordinarily,
I say shlich shalom k'mozo,
but
abayit v'arvera,
I don't say that.
Right.
Broken.
Right.
Right.
Do d'varvera lo nemra kol hilchos ad shlichos. It's not saying the whole din of shlichos doesn't apply by avera.
Maybe
else.
Where's
the comma
there?
No, there. He's about to say ella.
Okay.
So that's what you would have said. Do d'varvera lo nemra kol hilchos ad shlichos. Ella, rather, the Iker Hadin Shalin Shechot Varavera, Ne'emar B'maisa Avera V'chiyuva. It's a din in the Maisa Avera, the obligation of it. De'in Maisa Avera V'ha'isr Shal Echad Chal U'mitztarif L'gabi Hasheni. Avera, Maisa Avera of one person can't be Chal upon a second person. U'halacha Misuyames B'dine Averas Yisurim. It's a din Avera. De'in Echad Over V'chayv L'gabi Hasheni. One person can't be over and chayev because by a second person.
Can't be chayev.
Right.
But it's not a din as opposed to.
As opposed to saying the shame shlichus, it's not. He's not a shliach. You're saying could be your shliach, but you can't be an amrayim.
Could be. What are the two possible ones? One possible is what.
Right, the mechanism of shlichas, it's shlichas shalom k'maso, simply doesn't apply when it's avera.
So in other words, there's no transference.
Right.
And what's the other possibility?
There is a shlichas.
There is a
shlichas. Right, it's just that person to be is chayef for an avera, chayef onshim, whatever it is, to an avarion, that can only happen if you do something. You can't become an avarian through somebody else's actions.
You said that's why. That's the reason why it should occur.
Right.
Not because the mechanism can't apply.
The mice doesn't.
Right. So, but even though the mechanism applies, it can't transfer the error.
Right.
Like the case Tosu had in Bo Metzio was like if a coin sends like somebody to Mekadesh a Grusha from.
Right.
So one possibility was there's no Kiddushin. Simply not a Kiddushin, because ain't Shechet V'Avera. Because right, Cohen came to Kaisha Grusha, so he can't send the Shliach to Kaisha Grusha for him. But the other possibility is, no, there is a Kiddushin. It is Chal. She's Anshas Ish. It's just he's not Chayev. And Avera, because in Shliach to Avera, you can't be Chayev Malkos for
right.
Somebody else's action.
Right, right. So just give me two
sides
again.
So is it that the institution of Shlichas is only set up for things that are not Averas? And if it's an Avera, the Torah never formulated Shlichas. Simply no institution of Shlichas.
Or
there is shlichus.
There is an institution of
shlichus. It's just in terms of, are you an avarian? The way the Torah defines
it,
can become an avarian through somebody else's maisa. So
what does it help the fact that it's shlichus?
Like the kiddushin is chal.
You're chalos.
Yeah. But a kinyan, when you do kinyanim, kiddushin, things like that, it'll work. It's a good shlichus. It's just you can't become an avarian.
Can't be an anish. Can't
yeah, he can't write. Can't get Malkos. So, right?
How do you have a Torah? How do you have a Torah institution recognizing Yisr? That's meant to say, he's saying there's a Torah institution of Shlichas, which is now going to function for an Yisr.
I think so. That doesn't make sense. I don't know if they just test.
The Torah can't have an institution that's functioning test. Against the Torah.
Wait a minute.
He said
to have a Shlichas for the Rivera.
Test, not test.
But you do have a Rabila.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so let's get it again. One way is to say it's not
a din in shlichos. There's no shlichos when you have...
There's no institution shlichos.
Right.
There's no transfer. Right,
the whole shlichos sheldon kamosa, the exeris akasiv, is only when it's not a vera. Right.
When it's not a vera, there's no shlichos.
The other side is, it's a lachan in the shame of an avaria. Yeah.
You can't be an avaria.
Right. It can't be an avera if you do something wrong. It can't be an avera because somebody else does something wrong.
Right. So in chalos, there's transference.
Right.
When it comes to being a chote, so there's no chesed.
Right, you can't transfer that shame. The guy did the Avera, he's the Avarian. You can't make you an Avarian because he did an Avera.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Vehevi Raya Lidvarav, Mehasiga the Kedushin, Daf Membeis, Dagamara Maksha Al HaMishnah de Me'ila, Asa Shlichusa Balabayas Ma'al. So the Shliach does the Shlichus, then the Balabayas gets the Me'ila. Amai, Nema Yin Shech Dvar Avera. Right.
So what's the chat name? More plain shot.
Saying, how could you say that the Me'ila transfers to Balabayas? But this is an Avera, Mila is an Avera. And we know Yishel Dvar Avera. So therefore it should be the Mila of the Shliach.
I could transfer. How can you transfer to Maisa Mila?
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
L'chora, Kosh Yisagamar, Tzarechiyin. Ha'chiyav Mi'ila la Midin Shlichasu. The whole din Chiyav Mi'ila isn't working through Shlichas. So Agam Shilach Biyad Cher Shota V'katan. Im Asa Shlichusu Baal Vais Chayev. Even if Chereshot the Kadan is the Shliach, who's not a Barachi of Shlichos, still the Baal Bais is going to be Chayev for sending him. Kedisa
b'Mishnah. As long as what? As long as he did his Shlichos.
Right, he's doing his Ratzon, and therefore...
As long as he did his Shlichos.
Right.
Right, it's not operating through the mechanism of Shlichos.
So one second. So if he did his Shlichos, then we say what?
The Baal Bais is Mal.
Baal Bais is Mal. And if he didn't do Shlichos?
It's the Chemveni then, huh?
Yeah,
Lava is not Mal and ends up being.
Okay, so what does the word prove for that?
Chereshet of Katan would be equal to like a robot?
Right.
Animal.
We'll see.
Right, so you're trying to prove.
So it's not working. If the Mi'ila is not working through real Shlichas because they're not B'nai Shlichas.
Right, it's not a mechanism of shlichus because it can't be a mechanism of shlichus because chereshet and katan aren't subject to shlichus.
So
saying
nothing
happens,
then
the Mi'ila has nothing to do with
shlichus. Right. Yeah, the way it works when you send somebody is not because of Torah shlichus.
Well, what is it because? Because it's not shlichusono.
Right.
Okay, so therefore.
V'mkein nehi dein shlich l'dvar aveira. It's granted that there's no mechanism of shlichus by Avera. You should still be chayav Mi'ila because you don't need the mechanism of shlichus. Should be no less than a chereshet v'katan. It doesn't have to rely upon the mechanism of shlichus. Bottom line is, it's not
Nasa Ritzono.
It's not Nasa Ritzono. It's doing... That which the Baal Bais wanted.
No, what's the Gemara's question?
What's the Gemara's question?
Saying Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera. Fine, let's say I say Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera. So there's no Shlichus with Dvar Avera.
Right, but you don't need a mechanism of
Shlichus. Right. It's still Nasar Etzon. What's the difference between a Shlichus and a Katan? If that's all Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera does is not get the solution of Shlichus, then it's irrelevant to Mila, because Mila doesn't need the mechanism of Shlichus.
That's correct. Because you see by
Right.
Right.
Nothing worse than that.
Because Nasar Etzon.
Right, it's a whole different circuit. The whole Gemara makes no sense. It was about yesterday, and it makes no sense. The whole Gemara that breaks down.
If you learn that Ein Shlichus Avera has nothing to do with the mechanism.
If Ein Shlichus Avera knocks out the institution of Shlichus,
right,
then the Gemara doesn't make any sense. Because Mi'ila doesn't rely on that mechanism.
That's right. But if you say the mechanism that Mi'ila relies on is what? But if you say you can't transfer the Avera,
right, then it's very similar.
Right, then how could you be Mechayev me?
He's the one who, right, he did Me'ila. Why am I the Avarian? I have to bring the carbon because he did the Me'ila.
Right.
It's good for the same issue.
Right.
Well, just, he's Mal. I send him to Shliach. He does the Me'ila, and then I'm Chayev.
Okay, okay.
Sure.
So therefore, the Morris Kashi is... I can choose the Avera.
Right. Right. There is no transfer. And she means I can't be an Avera for someone else's.
Right. How's the Baal Bais Chayav in a car, but he's the Avarian? The other, he didn't do anything. The other guy's the one who did the Avera, not him.
Yeah, just a second.
Prior to this, what you told me, and there are two different two different scenarios of Shlichut Varavera, right? There is the classic Ein Shlichut Varavera, and then there's, or not least, is he saying that the Ein Shlichut Varavera means that that it's always attributable, you can't, it's always attributable, it has to be attributable to the doer? That's the whole concept of Ein Shlichut Varavera? Or is he saying that there's two different aspects of it?
He is a Chakira, how to understand, and he's proving one side.
And that's called Torah Kul of Ein Shlichut Varavera, that's the way he understands it.
Right.
So the Gemara was interested. When the Gemara first started the discussion, that was their understanding of Ein Shlichut Varavera.
Right.
No, he's saying the Gemara understands, yeah. The Gemara understands what it is. We're the ones who don't know.
In other words, he takes it out of the realm of Shlichus.
Right.
And that's why the Kasher Mila makes good sense.
Right.
What's Kasher Mila?
That... how can the Baal Bais be chayev if someone else, he wasn't doer of the Avera?
Right. He wasn't the doer of the Avera.
Because that's his understanding of Ein Shlichut Varavera.
That's Ein Shlichut Varavera. You can't transfer one's Avera to somebody else who didn't do it.
So Nasa Ratzono means an action at a distance that's not related to you? Is that what it means?
And Nasa Ratzono means that you... you did an action which caused the thing to happen.
But it's not related. But it's not related to the doer.
That's right, because well, it depends. If the guy if the guy brought it about, so it is related. Like by Peel Shah the Khersha the Khadden.
Right.
So why you have a Khersha the Khadden? Because you're the doer. And why are you the doer?
Because it's not with the person involved.
Well, it's not Nasa's Ratzono.
It's not Nasa's Ratzono.
Right.
Fools know with the dust.
So where I saw in a regular shliach, it's not Nasa's Ratzono.
But then it's Bardas, Rav Talmud.
Yeah.
Regular shliach by Me'ila, you mean?
Yeah. The Rav.
Or regular shliach by Atvarver.
Well, there's no principle of Nasa Ratzono by regular Avera.
There's only a principle by Mila.
Right. Mila has this funny way. The whole idea of Mila B'Shogeg and Karban is not like a normal institution. It goes by, like, did you want the Mila to occur? It's like Hechsher. If you want it to occur, then it's like a different...
So once Mr. Morris Kashi is, how do you transfer the Avera?
Right.
So what's the Morris answer? That Mila is different.
Meal is different, right?
By Meila, you don't have to transfer.
No. By Meila, it does. In Hanami, it's like an exception.
It does transfer because Nasir Sona.
Yeah, Nasir Sona is like why you're violating it, but the general problem of he did the Avera and now I'm responsible, that is an exception to the general principle of Kol Torah Kulo, that normally I can't be responsible for somebody else's actions.
Right, so the answer is because Nasir Sona.
Oh, I think it's saying the answer is it's an exception. It's just an exception to the general principle, Mila. It's Exeris Kasa, Chet Mitzruma, that teaches you that Mila is an exception to this general rule, right?
And what does the Gemara say, Mila, on that point?
It says Chet Mitzruma.
No, the Gemara Mila.
On which?
Oh, that's explaining.
It's explaining why that's the goof of the Chiddush, that Mila is not working through Shlichas. It's working through this Ritzono idea. That's the Gemara Me'ila.
So that's the exception.
Well, that's just showing how Me'ila is formulated.
Right.
The exception is in our Gemara in Kiddushin, when the Gemara says, yeah, but so you have another problem.
Right, so what's the Gemara's answer? Because Nasa Susana.
The Gemara's answer in Me'ila, that's the Gemara's answer. Right. But Kiddushin is asking a totally different question.
Is the Gemara in Kiddushin asking on Me'ila?
It's asking for Me'ila, it's saying you're telling me there's a general principle that I can't be responsible for somebody else's actions.
That you can't transfer the Avera.
Right, but by Me'ila, look, the Avera is transferring here.
And the answer is because by Me'ila.
Chei Mitzruma, Xeris Akasav, that Me'ila is an exception.
It's not saying
that's
Ratzono.
Right.
It's saying Ratzono doesn't answer it because it's still someone else's action. So you're making me an Avarian for someone else's action.
Yeah, but it's not Ratzono.
I hear what you're asking, Rabbi. You're saying if the whole chet is not Ratzono, so then you don't need to transfer it. That's you correct. Want it to occur, so that's your chet.
That's correct.
I hear what you're saying.
So the kasha never starts.
Then you wouldn't need the gezeiras kasha then.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying it is your chet. The chet is to want it to occur.
That's right, exactly.
So why do you have to transfer anything?
Right.
Right, I guess you have to understand Nasatzon a little differently. Right, so somehow Rav Chaim is learning there's still a transfer. Even if you say this Ratzon idea, it's still transferring. It's just not Shlichus, it's some other mechanism of transfer.
I couldn't figure it out.
All right, I hear what you're asking.
How are you understanding Chet Chet?
You don't need Chet Chet going to this.
Right, so then there's a problem.
Right. Usually, how is Me'ilah B'Shogeg formulated? What is this Nasar Tzonan thing that's going on here?
Yeah.
How do you understand the case?
Yeah, it's not Nasar Tzonan, it's because there's a chasm.
So it's a mice, just a mice. That's it?
No, it's a unique quality of Me'ilah.
Yeah, so he's bringing a riot from an assumption. That assumption invalidates the answer.
Right. And the question, how do you define this idea by Me'ilah?
That's right. Because he's bringing a riot that Me'ilah not chayav because of shlichus. So there's no shlichus altogether. So what does it mean? That this yesh shlich varver is an exception by Me'ilah? No, by Me'ilah chayav because it's not so zonal. Let's see from Shachar Shachar. But let's take the Gemara Me'ilah.
Yeah. Right. That's the problem. You have to define.
Is there anybody else? Maybe there's somebody else. But you know what? What is this? Small one?
Yeah, small.
Let's get that. Is that guy's
Oka?
Yeah. Okay. So the Mishnah says, Chafaf man af mila. So the Mishnah says, Shalach biyachay shatav katan.
Which Mishnah is that?
It's the top Mishnah.
Top Mishnah, okay.
It says, Shalach biyachay shatav katan. Imasa shlichuso baal bayis mal. Right? So if they do their shlichus, then the baal bayis is mal.
In other words, you told them to get it from here. So if they listen to him and they get it from here, where he tells them so they do the shlichus. Right. So then the shlichus is intact. So we say baal bayis mal.
Okay. Right. So even in the case of chereshet and katan.
Even in the case of chereshet, that's the problem.
Right.
Because with chereshet and katan, there's no shlichus.
Right. So the Gemara asks,
lo asa shlichus, so he's not mild because there's no shlichus.
Right, and then that would be the case by God also.
Right.
Right, I mean, the Kaddish is the Chenveni is Mal, not the, obviously, because right. Whoever the next guy in line, but okay.
Right.
Whoever's Motzi it, right, from Techulin. So the Gemara just asked on the case of the Baal Bais is Mal, V'hala b'nei shlichusin inhu.
Yeah, that's the third line of the Gemara.
Right.
Maika Mashman, Yeshua Shiloh Be'achar Shilokat, and Masu Shilokusa, V'hala b'nei shlichusin inhu. So what's the Gemara's question?
Rashi, Hani Chayeshet Katan, V'amai Mal Baal Bais, Kishiyas Shlichuso. So they're not B'nai Shlichos. How could you say that they're doing the Shlichos of the Baal Bais and it's attributable to him? They're not B'nai Shlichos. They're always acting on their own. They never could be acting on behalf of, as an agent for somebody else.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Asa'um kima'atan shel zesim.
Yeah, what does that mean?
So
this is not easy. Right.
So matan is like a bucket of zesim or something? It's some sort of thing? Asa'um l'cher shel katan kima'atan shel zesim.
Where's the Rashi? Yeah.
Three lines after the Gemara in the Rashi.
Asa'um. You want glasses?
I got glasses.
Should we use
got a pair of new eyes? I'll take those.
Okay.
I got extra for everyone.
Okay, we're fine. Okay, go ahead.
But you see Tosus there? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Asa'um kima'atan?
Yeah, no, but we'll take it.
Okay.
Let's take Rashi first.
Does he...
Rashi okay. Has priority.
Okay. His Tosus is like Rashi here, though.
Okay, good.
I don't trust Rashi here. Okay.
Good thing you said it low. Good thing you said that low.
No, just when you have Tosas like this, sometimes it's not real Rashi. Or else why is Tosas writing like that?
All right.
Like in Nazir.
Okay, whatever.
We'll pretend. Okay, the Tanan.
He's following this guy.
The Tanan. Hazesim.
So that's a mashka. Also zio nichal el balabayas. Hashem dekvar maschilin lekonson k'deil tochanon.
Sochtan.
Sochtan.
The bad.
Okay, go ahead.
The kivan de nichal el bahizeya hare hein mukhsharan. Since he likes it, he's happy that they have that zeya, that shaman on them. That's hachshar.
That's hachshar.
Avalo zeyas akupa, also zeyas shemeziyim bekupa kishemelakin osan. So that zeyah that they the shemen they give off when they're in the box when he gathers them, the hizeyah lo chashivalei v'lo nichalei v'lo mechasher lekabotuma. So that zeyah it's not significant to him, and it doesn't benefit him, and therefore it's not considered hechsher for kibotum for mekabotuma. Umekomaka umai zeyas hamatan dinichalei begava. Amrina and the Avich Lichuse, the Baal Bayis. So that Zeya, that little Shemin that comes out that he's happy about, we say that that's doing the Shlichus of the Baal Bayis. Avagav Tematan, Lav B'nei Dasu. Right, even though the Matan has no Das. Chashiva HaZeya, Machash LaTuma, that Zeya is considered significant, and it's Machsheret for Tuma. Aval
Hanami, how you get it over
there? Yeah, what does it do?
The Chai Chershad Vekatan Nami, Afal Gav.
Hi, okay. Chai Chershad Vekatan Nami, Afal Gav to Labanei Dehen Enu, Ki is Avida Shechusa Al Yedehen, Hova Nichle Begava Amo, even though they're not Bnei Dehen, so they can't do Shlichus. When they do the Shlichus, when the Shlichus is done through them, since he's happy with it, it's Nichle. That's considered Mila.
So what is Vedorik? What's the halacha?
By Mila or by Hechsher?
By Hechsher.
Hechsher, so long as the thing is wet and it's nicha to the Baal HaBayis, right, and he's happy about it, it's Samech Balibo.
As long as there's a mashka on it.
There's a mashka on it, and when there's a mashka on it, he's happy that it's there. So then it's Hechsher for Tumah.
So that's good. So the Matan produces mashka. Correct.
Or it creates a situation in which he's happy with the mashka being on it.
Yeah, why is he happy?
Because it softens it for the bod.
The fruit itself, like juice?
Exactly. Yeah, it's shaman. For the,
so it just squeezes out by itself?
So the
it's pressed by the thing.
It's simply because that's a fact.
Right.
Because they were the zeos.
Right.
And that is the mashka.
Right.
And the fact that it's nichol is mashka.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, so what's the chiddush?
What's the Chiddush by what? By the Hechsher? By the Hechsher.
In the case, 1 second, in what sense
is the Matan?
I mean, why is the Matan your Shliach?
Yeah.
Why don't you just say there's oil on it, I don't care how it got there, and you're happy about it?
Yeah, right.
I know, that's right. Yeah, how do you correlate the two? Because by the Chereshot Bukhatan, he gave it to the guy. Here he didn't put it in for that purpose.
Right.
For a full comparison altogether.
Yeah, what's the comparison?
Both cases, you rust on what's fulfilled.
No, but you didn't do anything by the olive. By the Chereshon cut, you gave it to Chereshon to do something.
Yeah, it won't become a tumor unless they say on it.
You didn't put it in there. This is a natural thing. When the olives go in the box, they give off a squeeze.
The guy's in the subjective thing.
The guy collecting them.
The guy wants the zeya on it, so therefore it becomes a tumor.
If ever it's wet, and you're happy that it's wet, then it becomes hechsher kabel tumah.
So it's not an objective thing, it's a subjective thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think that's just like that, right?
Subjective transference of...
Litosos Yeshitma?
No, it's not sure. Makes a subject, isn't it?
Yeah. Litosos Yeshitma. Da'atu lo shamina mekama duchsin. Ahi drasha yuta and dumi duchi yitain. So it's just a general principle. Why you have to come to this crazy case? The kivin de nichle afagaf di gufo lo. Does that do? Lo havi mashke chashem mashke. No. Diu gufa, diu lo yahin chashamashka. So even if he didn't put it, since he's happy for his nichale, so even if he didn't do it himself, it's considered mashka.
Even though he didn't do what?
He didn't put the mashka on himself.
Right.
But lo mali asuye, hach mishna, why is he bringing that mishna? Havali asuye, nami, odeyu atal lov, if the tal is still on the fruits or whatever, on the ochel, right? Visama. And he's happy that the tal is on the ochel. So just open a lachav. If dew falls down on dew is one of the shev mashkim. If it falls down on ochel, and then and before it dries up, you look and you go, oh, you know what? I'm happy that the dew is on it. Samach b'libo. So then that's considered a chiyutan. So why don't you bring that? It's the best case you're going to find.
Yeah, but
no, there's no shliach, right?
That's true, but that would be the same question you'd have over there.
Yeah, what was your shliach?
Yeah, over there, but tal also, there's no shliach. That just happened.
Right.
It's just that's the more the classical case, but nevertheless, still you have the same problem over there.
In other words, this one is matan.
Yeah, why is it bringing this crazy kid matan? Yeah, why is that? What's it even doing with the matan?
Right. Right. Ultimately, the matan's working because it's chiyutan and he's happy about it. So, what do you need such complicated? Right. So, we need that complicated case.
Right. What do you need the case of matan for? Just be the case of tal.
Right.
And what would that prove?
I don't know. That's the problem.
Yeah, who's the, who would be?
Somebody feel matan's better at proving it because it's more complicated, right?
And also, the Gemara wants to make the matan the shliach. Right. No,
yeah, yeah.
A shliach without das.
Right.
In the case of the tal, who's the shliach? The clouds? Like, who's going to be your shliach? The clouds are going to be your shliach, I guess.
Why are you the shliach?
Wasn't that what it's trying to prove?
But that goes back to the question. There was no shliach over here in the case of
I know, it's
in that. He's saying that when you pour it on, you really have to pour it on yourself.
Right, I mean, but you don't.
But you don't. So you need something to be a shliach for you.
It sounds like a vehicle of Nas Ritzono or something.
Right, it seems like something had to do it. And if it's in the cloud, the dew, it's going to be whatever causes dew. I don't know, whatever that is.
We're not missing anything.
The Ishlomar, the Hossam, Ika Maisa Yibidei Shemayim. So by the tal, so yeah, I mean,
come on.
God's doing it through the cloud.
You toss is better than Rashi. Huh?
Toss is amazing. Lahachi Aisiyah he dezeas azesim de memela. So that's just like it's memela. It happens on its own. The olive sweats some oil, and that's memela. Is no maisa. The damiel is shalach b'yacheresh. The kim memela dami. So sending it through cheresh is basically it's like memela. Kivan Shana B'nai Shlichos.
It's the opposite of what we thought.
Okay. Yeah. So it's really looking for a case. Maybe it could be he's arguing on Rashi. It could be. Could what?
Outside. Ellie.
Well, that's just what you're accomplishing at the end of the day. You still can learn it from the food.
Right.
So what is Tosfos accomplishing here? There's no shliach. And in both cases, no shliach. So what did he accomplish? I don't get it. How did he answer his question?
Ekonomi
could have learned it from both places?
No. It's better to learn it from the case of the Allah. Yeah, because there it's totally memela. Completely memela. There is nobody's doing the maisa.
No one's doing the maisa.
There is no maisa whatsoever. It's just totally memela.
And by the shemayim.
That's a maisa. Akash Baruch is doing that one.
Oh, and Akash Baruch didn't create the laws that it gives in the barrel.
You're getting very philosophical now.
You're just saying it's a little bit better, right?
I guess so. Yeah, it's a hard answer. But.
And so what does he want to prove? I really need a maisa by the tal. But even if there's no maisa,
you don't really need a maisa. But you could have argued there. At least there's a maisa de b'day shemayim. You could have argued that if I just had the talkus.
In general, what you're trying to prove. It's trying to prove that really you should pour the mashka. But if the mashka is poured by itself,
near ritzono,
and it's ritzono, So that thing is a shliach. Correct?
I don't know. Because he's saying it's memela, where there is no shliach in this case. The whole thing is just memela. Isn't that different, that there's no...
Well, you don't really need shlichas.
You don't need shlichas. There's a point. You don't need shlichas. I don't care how the thing got wet. If it got wet and you're happy it's wet, then it's hechsher. Who says you don't need shlichas? You don't need a ma'isa.
So
what's
when it's nichas to him, there's some sort of attribution that takes place. That doesn't seem to be proving, right?
What's it showing you? It's showing you the hechsher works. So to me, it must be like, I don't know. I mean,
Hechsher is the Ritzono, so to me, look at your Ritzono.
Right.
It could be like a category of something which is attributed to you based upon your Ritzono, even though there's no Ma'isa, there's no Shliach, just based on your Ritzono.
I mean, it happens, and you're happy about it.
So if you're happy about it, it's like you had a Shliach.
Right, it doesn't matter whether you did a Shliach, whatever. The point is, as long as you're happy about it.
So what's together with us? What
does happiness have to do with it? Well, in the Me'ila case, you wanted this thing to be, this money to be spent for chulin or whatever.
So therefore,
attributable to you.
So I'll just say something. A guy, you're in your house, and you would like it to be spent that way. And a guy comes in your house and he takes it and he spends it. You're going to be chayav Me'ila because you're happy about it. Let's say there was no, you didn't talk to anybody, you didn't do anything. Guy comes to your house and he takes Hegdish money, he spends it on Tchulin, right? You're happy about it for whatever reason. So you're Chayav Me'ila?
Maybe.
Or a guy comes in your house and turns on a light on Shabbos and it works well for you. Would you say you're Chayav?
Well, Shabbos doesn't work that way.
Or Me'ila.
Right. Does Me'ila work that way?
Right, but what's the difference in your case and the other case? You pointed out a shliach. Yeah, but there's not a shliach.
No, you're saying the essence is the guy you guys happy about. So if I'm happy about it, I don't do any ma'isa at all. You can tell me I'm chayav Me'ila.
Well, isn't that the case of the...
You didn't do any...
It seems there is another intermediary that the Baal Bayis is using. I don't think the Gemara
would
say...
But you didn't do any ma'isa. What ma'isa did you do?
I understand, but I agree. But let's say, do you think the Gemara holds that if a guy's in his house and someone comes in and he just takes the... he takes the most hegdish and he spends on chulin... And the guy's happy about that he's going to be on his own. He didn't do it. The Baal Bayis never expressed any
desire. Do I think so? No, I don't think so.
Mila? I don't think so. It seems there is something that has to be done on the part of the Bayis to initiate it.
It could be then it's going to be a Mila of the other guy.
Let's say he's amazing.
Yeah, let's say he's a shogeg. He's amazing.
And he has to initiate it.
It seems so. There has to be an initiation.
Let's take Tesis. I'm not more about it.
Oh, the Elson
from Marta. From the beginning.
Let's go further. Matan Kli.
It's not
good. The Tanan Zesim Emesem Akabon to Amam Mishiaziu Zeas Amatan. Matan Hu Kli Shemesimim Bo Zesim. So it's a Kli you put in as Zesim. Vizea Kori Lamohal Yotzimam. And Zea is just like the stuff that comes out of them, I guess the Shemin. Vikamar. I forgot the word Gamar. Dimashi Aziu Bimatan Choshev Mashke. Daha nichale, that which it sweats out in the matan is considered a mashka because it's nichale. Velo zeas hakupa perish dahu lo chashemashke de lo nichale kiven hoich libud.
Wow, it's strange. It's different. It's not even a mashka.
It's not even a mashka
because
he doesn't want it.
Now, how do you compare whether something is chashev mashke or not to whether they're made a shliach? It's a wild comparison, no? Because you're saying whether it's a mashke or not, if it's nichle, it's a mashke, if it's not, then it's just zeh ba'alma.
I mean, I'd assume that the Gemara means that really by b'chin tam, you have to do it yourself.
You do.
You have to pour it on. Make it then.
Okay.
The only thing is that over here you're not pouring it on, it's just nichle.
Okay.
So therefore, since it's nichle, it's as if the process itself was done through shlichus.
Mm-hmm. But what's your shlichus? Your shlichus is the clouds to make it rain?
The shlichus, well, it depends what happened. If it rained, so the clouds are shlichus. And if it's squeezed out, because it's in the box. And
the box is your shlichus?
So the box is your shlichus. So that's how to learn.
Isn't that just a really weird formulation? For chayutah, when you just say that, it just, you don't need a shliach, you don't need a ma'isa. It's just if it's wet and you like it that way, then it's mahusha. I don't care how it got wet.
The matan, lavardeo.
Why is the matan even involved in the whole thing? Why don't I just look
because,
at the?
Because of the matan, you produced it. The matan created the situation that produced it.
Did he have to put it in the matan himself, or doesn't matter?
He put it in the matan.
Did he have to?
I don't know.
But
apparently the matan is
your shliach. Mm-hmm. Well, and kiyitan, it's really kiyitan, but the drash of kiyutan is telling you that the kiyitan could be accomplished through this type of a shliach.
That's right.
Not the way of saying kiyutan just means who really cares how it happens. You don't need it in the scene altogether, it just has to happen. But it's a drasha. Really, you need a nesina. But kiyutan is like a nesina is not a normal nesina, but to be through this loose kind of shleach.
So
over there, by the peros, you need a ma'isa. So you're going to need a shleach.
Right.
So this thing becomes a shleach.
Yeah. So if you put a box,
and even though it's not a barbeo, so how could it be a shleach?
Yeah.
So the answer is the same thing over here.
Right.
That the cherish of the garden is not a bardeo, but you nichle, so that makes him into a shlich.
Mm-hmm. It's that type of a maisa. I mean, there's a type of a maisa which could even be through not through a shliach, through your nasis ritzona.
Yeah,
there has to be some causal agent.
That's right.
So there's always going to be a causal agent.
You took a box. You took a wooden box.
I guess
that's
what's
underneath your date tree.
In my case.
The dates fell into the box, and.
That would be
the same. That would be the same thing.
Yeah,
because you put the box underneath the
would be right.
Well, maybe you need to have some sort of a nice of a bunch of them.
I put the box underneath the date tree. The dates fell in, and when they fell in, the zeya came out of it.
So the towel falls down on it, and you're happy with it. So it's good.
Well, but even in your case, if you really
wasn't it saying
the
there's the cloud somehow or yourself?
That's right.
Well, right, so in the box, the box, which is your shliach.
But in his case, you don't need a box.
What a strange formulation. I mean, you're always going to have some causal agent. Things don't happen without causes, so whatever the cause of it getting wet is going to be your shliach?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that's the chiddush of the...
It's like a quantum fluctuation.
It doesn't work
with the old
Yiddish.
Total random.
It all goes back to Ratzon, that's it?
That's all you need.
All you need is Ratzon.
That's it.
It's the same.
You have Ratzon's considered as if that thing that did it is a shlech for you. Okay.
Really?
So whether it's now or the final one is...
So that's a comparison to Kershaw to the cotton, because also
they have no...
Okay, so it's like an alternative method of setting up a shliach. Not real shlichus, but this alternative type of shlichus.
Because it happened and you want it to happen.
But you're co-opting and making your shliach through the fact that you want it to be doing what it's doing. Right?
Yeah, so...
So fine, but that doesn't obviate the problem of Ein Shlichus V'Aveiro. It's a separate problem. It's the clouds of your shliach, but or in the cherish and cloud is your shliach. But Ein Shlichus V'Aveiro is saying, yeah, but somebody else sins, that you can't be responsible for their
sin. That's right. So why am I trying so hard to make him a shliach?
What do you mean?
What's the cherish noir?
Chishi Gemara.
I mean, that's why Chishi Gemara can't be shliach.
It can't be shliach through formal shlichas.
Right.
But this type of shlichas, you can make anything this type of shliach. Any cause can become your shliach if you want it to be. You just make things your shliach by wanting them to do what they're doing.
Right, so it's attributed to me through this type of agent.
The Mishnah says only if they do the
pseudo shliach of the Cheresh of the Gadol.
You're right, if they do what you want them to do, then they're considered your shliach. Anything that does what you want to do is considered your shliach.
But they could not do what you want. They could do something that you don't want them to
it's
do.
Real megalomania the way we're looking at the world, you know? Anything that does what I want to do is my shliach.
But that shouldn't make a difference.
Oh, but now it's my mice through this other thing. So now you say,
if they don't do what I want, if I get the results, that should be the same thing.
No, then it's not your shlich. You don't. They're not doing what you want them to do. They're only your shlich if they're doing what they want.
It comes out what I want.
Well, that doesn't make a difference. That's if they're doing it on their own, then they're doing. If they're not doing what you want, then they're doing it on their own. Everyone knows that. That's a. You can't. If they're not doing what you want, then the chain is broken. They're on their own.
Yeah, they're not your shlich.
Then you say Dibri Rav Dibri Talmud because he's on exactly on his own.
Right.
That's not our problem.
So what is it behind proof of that? That's the, you don't need shlich altogether.
You don't need the real formal shlichas, the real shlichas of Kol Tarkul, you don't need by Mila.
So why are you chayav? Because
by Mila?
Yeah.
It's this alternative type of shlich, where anything doing what you wanted to do becomes your shlich in this framework.
So what's it got to do with anything? So what's the raya? So
for Ein Shlichus. So but then the point is, so what's the Gemara in Kiddushin asking a question of Ein Shlichus Var Veira by Me'ila? How could you have it? Like a Me'ila. Right?
Really?
The Gemara in Kiddushin says, you're telling me Ein Shlichus Var Veira, but look at Me'ila. Me'ila does work with Var Veira. Right? So the question, the Gemara in Kiddushin makes no sense. What do you mean? Me'ila is not the formal institution of Shlichus. It's this alternative method of shlichas.
Okay.
And just like, since it's nichale, the cher shatur katan become your shliach, so too if a guy doing an avera, it's nichale, he becomes your shliach. It's a totally different type of shlichas. I don't need the exer sekasiv of shlicha shalom kamosa in order for me'ila to be mechayev me. I just need this nichale type of shlichas. So what's the Gemara's question? Yeah, ain't shlichas avera, it gets rid of the institution of shlichas, but it gets rid of formal shlichas. Why should I get rid of this alternative type of shlichus? That's Reb Chaim's. What's the Gemara's problem?
So it gets rid of the alternative also. Why?
Right, so he's saying, no, it's that Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira is not a problem in shlichus. It's a problem in Aveira. How could I be an Avarian for somebody else's action?
Okay.
So then, same thing by Milo. That's true, fine. I forget how you get an alternative type of shlichus by Mila. But the bottom line is, the Cher Shadikata is the one doing the Avera, and I'm the one responsible. Ain't shlichus Dvar Avera. That's the Gemara's question. Meaning, if Ain't shlichus Dvar Avera is a problem in the formal institution of shlichus, the Gemara has no sense in going to Mila as a question. Mila is not the formal institution. But if Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira is a generic problem of Aveira, how does Aveira transfer from him to me? So then what do I care how it's transferring? Through formal Shlichus, through Nichol Shlichus? Either way, I shouldn't be responsible for somebody else's action. And Mila is a good question the Gemara Kiddushin is asking.
Right. Right, when you make Nasas Ritzono, not just Nasas Ritzono, but an informal type of Shlichus, then it opens the door for Chaim's answer.
Right. It's just such a strange way to look at Chiyuta. I guess so. I guess Tosa is saying it, Rashi is saying it.
The normal mechanism.
Right, right.
Because then how could you ask from Mila Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira?
Why not? There's a shlich there.
But it's not the normal shlichus.
It's a new type of shlich.
You mean why does Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira knock out that kind of shlichus
right.
also?
Right.
Yeah, you could say that. If you say
that. I mean, yes, if you say Enshel Devarim, it's because Devarim, 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 Mishomim. That's like sensible if you're using an ordinary type of sichos, but if you're having like the dew being mishliach or the rain or the it's not the idea that he's acting for me. It's just
but it's a shliach.
That's not the problem. The issue of shliach is that it's dibur rav.
So
you don't have to be an inanimate object.
Right. But you're saying if Ruach Chaim is assuming it's limited to the formal shlichos, maybe it's just ma'akiv shlichos in general. And once you lose shlichos, then there's no chiyutan or there's no mila.
Right.
It just undermines shlichos as a whole, not just the technical formal institution. And even this kind of shlichos not undermines. Right. The shlichos of Arveira, you think, should undermine even the shlichos of mila. And then that's the Gemara's question. You're saying that once, why is Reb Chaim rejecting the possibility that Ein Shlichus V'Arveira is a problem in Shlichus as a whole? There's no Shlichus. See, maybe it's a problem like in universal Shlichus, whether it's the formal Shlichus where you need a Bar Da'as, or whether it's the more general Shlichus that includes Cheshut V'Katan. Maybe Ein Shlichus V'Arveira knocks them both out, and that's the whole Gemara and Kedushin. Right. Right. If you say that, then there's no Raya. Right. Right. The question is that is there a sense to that? That Ein Shlichus V'Arveira should knock out this kind of Shlichus? The Shlichus by Me'ila. Well, if it's just the type of Shlichus of Nichalei, that kind of Shlichus. Since it's doing in you.
Yeah, because Shlichus.
Correct. Right. Right, because it doesn't get a choice what it does, or it's not bar chiyuva. Right. And that's also shliach.
Yeah.
Right, and wants to knock it out because ain't shliach adorav here also, right?
You're responsible.
Right, but it rejects that.
So, when you say ain't shliach,
doesn't it
It says you don't apply, you don't say ain't shliach adorav because it doesn't have a choice, or because it's not a bar chiyuva. Right, so the rain.
The clouds, the same thing would apply, no?
Yeah.
Right, because they're not bar chiyuva, they don't have a choice. One, either one, no?
But here you're dealing with a cher shel terakatan, like in our case. I guess it's you by Yavin. It's not quite like the clouds. What you're saying is that any shliach, well, it may be true you're going to say it doesn't apply to clouds because the same is nechatsa. But this is a person, I guess you buy Avi by law, but maybe you'll say, Ein Shlichus V'Arveira there, even though it's not working through formal Shlichus, whatever, still a type of Shlichus. Maybe Ein Shlichus V'Arveira.
Right, because you decided to reject that, and you decided to be a
V'Arveira,
now you're
on your own. Maybe you want to mean simply that. There's two ways to start a shliach. One is he's a bar da'as. One way is he's a bar da'as, so he's a shliach. The other way you go by what you consider to be a shliach.
Okay.
So it's not really dependent upon the actuality of the shlichus.
Okay.
But according to what the halach is, if you consider this your shliach, that's considered that as a shliach, l'gabe avera, and it's transfer. If you say Yesh Lichus V'Arveira.
Okay.
So then you don't have to say that by the case of Mila, there's no Shliach.
In the case of Mila, there is a Shliach.
There is a Shliach.
Because you consider him a Shliach.
You consider him a Shliach. Just like by the Chiyutan. That's what he wants to bring in the Chiyutan. That you consider you're happy with it.
Right.
So therefore it's considered a shliach. So you see, sometimes a shliach is what you want in your framework. Not in an objective framework.
So Kershaw to Clinton will also qualify that.
That's right.
And that's the way it works out in the Gemara then.
So the Gemara's kasha is that by Me'ila, is also considered shliach.
Right.
But the answer is because over there, halacha is that the shliach is not the objective shliach. The shliach is what you determine to be a shliach.
Okay.
But you mean it's still an exception to the principle of Yishev and Aravera?
That's right. Because once he's a shliach, now we should say the Yishev and Aravera.
So you're saying different than Rechaim, right?
Yeah,
but if the principle of Ein Shlichus Dvar Averus is because Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, right?
Yeah, okay.
Does our Gemara say it? Does Gemara in Kedushin say it openly? It does, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Openly says it, right? So then, I understand if you're being Memana Shliach and he has to be Makabel the Shlichus, then you get into Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud. But if you're just co-opting a Shliach and just saying, whoever is doing something I want, he's my Shliach, so what's the sense of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim? The shliach's not getting a choice. You're making something a shliach by just saying, I consider him my shliach. So he doesn't get a choice in the matter. So why should Divrei Rav affect that type of shlichus?
So what's your basis you don't get a chance?
It should always be a good shlichus. And Ein Shlichus Dvar Averus shouldn't be relevant to that kind of shliach. You consider him a shliach, so he's a shliach. It has nothing to do with whether he doesn't get a choice in the matter. So why should the argument of why should Ein Shlichus Dvar Averus even be a problem in that type of shlichus?
Is Divrei Rav like the reason why Ein Shlichus Dvar Averus, or is that actually vital for each application of it?
You're saying
that. It's like the Talmud or why the Torah set it up.
Right.
There's no Gzeiras HaKasuv.
The Ritva says that it doesn't always apply.
Oh yeah.
Meaning what?
The Divrei Rav, the Talmud.
And still you say Ein Shlichus Dvar Averus? I mean the Shogeg type of thing in that case? Oh, okay, well that's
that, I guess I can answer.
Right, okay.
Which case is the one that is there? What case?
I don't know, maybe Shogeg. He says that?
What about Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, though, goes on the actor as well, right? Meaning he's not off the hook just because somebody sent him.
Yeah, that's what it's referring to. The Shliach itself.
Right.
Right. But I mean, I guess the question is Divrei Rav, is that like the Tam HaDavar, but the Torah set it up as a general principle, or is like that the very reason why Ein Shlichus Dvar Averus intrinsically in every case?
In which case, it's how do you apply it to here?
But there's no Gzeiras HaKasuv. How can you say it's the Talmud Davar? Whereas there's no, it's a Svara. No.
When the Kodesh
Rav
says you don't always say it.
I know. Oh, yeah, okay. Rav says it. I hear.
I mean, I hate the authority, but.
Maybe he means in that case where it's an inanimate object or a character of Dukkata.
Shogeg.
Or Shogeg.
Yeah, that's where Chaim's good.
No, what?
That happens over here.
Right.
You shouldn't need
right.
The reasoning of shlichus.
Right.
Because it's not shlichus.
By the case of what meal? Of which
one? It's a new type of shlich by Chershav and
Gadol. Right.
And he doesn't have the chance of doing it as a Talmud.
Right.
So once you say it's a shlich.
Right.
So he's automatically it should be a chayav.
Right. Right. And we are exactly. Why should you think Ein Shlichus Dvar Averus plays a role here? It's
right.
Totally irrelevant. What's the Gemara's whole question?
Right, so that's what it proves.
Right, it's a totally different idea, issue of can I be responsible in a volume for somebody else's actions? And this Me'ila still shows you that point.
Me'ila still shows you that point.
I didn't do anything wrong. He's the one who did the Avera, and now I become responsible. I'm Chayav Karbon for his Maisa. So it still shows you that the whole logic behind Ein Shlichus Dvar Averus.
Isn't that like lifting the ear? In other words, if a guy tells you, lift the ear means the guy is setting up a situation for you to do something wrong. So now I'm sending you on a mission, Rav Atama. I'm sending you on a mission to do something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that lift the ear?
Right. Therefore, if there's no Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, so you should be a shlich.
Right.
Why is Igmar asking in Shlich Dvar Averus?
I wasn't asking in Shlich Dvar Averus. There's no Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud.
Right.
So So the answer is because of shti. The reason is that it's not that there's no shlichus, it's that you can't transfer the maisa because he wasn't a chote. So there also wasn't a chote. Further, it was our
Ramazan. So what does Divrei Rav Divrei Talmud mean according to Reb Chaim? Means that you can't sin and blame somebody else?
Divrei Rav Divrei Talmud, what's the meaning of it?
Right, it means that the shliach can't do a sin and blame the mishaleach.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Right.
In that case, it works out. But in the case where the shliach's not a radas, it isn't quite... You know, it's not quite saying the svara.
So how's Reb Chaim learning Divrei Rav Divrei Talmud?
Even if he accepts the shliach.
Right, the shlichus is a good shlichus in theory. It's just right. The avera is in transfer because of Divrei Rav. Which means that what the shlich did the avera, he should have, God told him not to, but he did it anyway. Now he can't blame the mishalech. So he becomes responsible, not the...
And yeah, what's it got to do with the fact that you can't transfer the avera to the mishalech?
Because the way you transfer it, how would a shliach transfer to mishalech? You say, I'm just following orders.
Right.
You can't just follow orders. God told you not to do it. You can't follow his orders. It's not a good taina. The way to...
You couldn't transfer it anyway.
Right, it doesn't get to the point.
What do you mean?
Because you can't have another guy doing a vera and transfer it.
But isn't the reason you can't have another guy doing a vera and transfer is because of Divrei Rav Divrei Talmud?
How does that work?
It's preempted.
You mean I didn't mean?
Because since the mechanism of shlichus really works by avera,
right,
intrinsically, so yeah. Why don't you say the shem avera will transfer also?
Right.
So the saying is no, because there are other talmudim rishonim. Don't make me an avayon. You're the one who did the action. It's your fault. You transfer the chalos to me, but you can't transfer the avera to me. You're the one who chose to do it. There are other talmudim rishonim.
So that's why another guy can't do an avera and have a transfer.
Right, because of Divrei Rav. And the same thing by Mila. Is the
Divrei Rav because you shouldn't have listened to me.
Right. You shouldn't have followed orders.
But if you should have followed, if there wasn't a Divrei Rav, and you could say you could follow orders, so then what?
Then maybe she really should be my avera.
Should be over.
Right, because I forced you to do it, or whatever.
Well, you told me, you're just following orders.
Well, I didn't force him.
Right, but whatever, you're just following orders.
The order.
He's just following orders. He's just following orders. He's not, you know. He's not paying attention. He doesn't pay attention whether it's right or wrong. That's the responsibility of Mishalech, he's claiming to determine whether it's right or wrong. He's just following orders.
I think
it's quite the figure.
It's quite a...
It's unbelievable, though. It opens up the Hosege Chiyitein and Chiyutan.
Yeah.
Right, you're creating a shliach, right?
Because
You consider a shliach becomes a shliach, but it's not just that you think, oh, if it's wet and you want it, then it's... It's always thought about it. Chiyutan means if it's wet and you want it, that's it. It's kosher.
That's what we thought.
Right.
And nichale is a separate condition.
Yeah, nichale. It's wet and it's nichale, then it becomes hasher. Right.
It has nothing to do with nesina. Then it's just saying if it's wet. Yeah. But right. It's saying it's kiyutan. You need a nesina. It's just that
Q-tan. It
could be this type of indirect nesina.
Right. It's really open to hal hasher. And then also meila. It shows you that the meila b'shogeg is like a different type of thing. It's not a maisa. Why does meila b'shogeg for carbon take on this new idea of shlichas? Do you know that if you consider him a shliach, it's your shliach. It helps you with the whole idea of mila b'shogeg. Why you're chayvin a carbon, that whole institution. Because normally you don't say this.
Because it's just transferred.
Right, it's transferring it, but through this funny idea of a shliach. Like, why does mila b'shogeg? It shows you mila b'shogeg is a different type of like shame of mal, because it's able to use this quirky kind of shlichus. normally averus can't use, nothing could use this type of shlichas besides hechsher and eruv. I mean, it's unusual. But Mila b'shogeg borrows this type of shlichas. I mean, it shows you something about Mila.
I mean, because I could do it with b'chir shel tevekatan.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need a direct nesina.
You don't need a real maisa for it to be a mal. You just need it like, if it's considered your shliach, ratzon. That's considered
just
your...
Ratzon.
Well, it's still your shliach. It's just your shliach because you consider him your shliach. Why does Mila allow you to use this type of...
Because it's a violation of the...
The Mikdash has this a lot with thought itself.
Well, that's what overcomes the problem.
Ein shlichus v'arveira. Right, as Antzatosa says, that just gets around the Ein shlichus v'arveira problem.
Right.
But just the fact that you can use this kind of shliach for Me'ila, that's like a...
Right, like a lav bardas, even though he doesn't have, he can't really be a normal shliach.
Right.
But you don't need normal shlichus because you don't need a normal maisa. You can even have this looser type
of shlichus. That's what this Barantos we didn't do, was trying to deal with. why don't you say that, learn from Truma, you need a real shlichus by Me'ila. How do you know that you can use this weird kind of shlichus?
Right.
That's all right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the bottom one, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'll...
Okay.